RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. One more time this week, off we go with the Friday fun program, because we've got a lot to get you ready for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then we're back with you on Monday, wrapping it all up. The centerpiece of Monday's program, the little thing we call Inside the Locker Room, where we'll take you inside the Commander's Locker Room after whatever happens to them against the Detroit Lions. We've all got our suspicions. And also, a lot of people think they're going to be a little feisty this weekend. And a lot of people think Detroit is perhaps vulnerable. I think Detroit is coming for revenge after that playoff game last year, which was an all-time moment for the Commanders. Just call that what it is. That was one of the great wins in non-Super Bowl franchise history. Beat the one seed on the road in the playoffs. Phenomenal game by Jaden in the offense. Phenomenal game by the defense rattling Jared Goff. And Jared Goff has been sacked a ton this year. I don't think that means his defense is going to get to them. I think they view this as a get-right week. I think they view this as a potential opportunity for revenge. And also, Awad asked me yesterday during Crosstalk, he said, is there such a thing as a moral victory in this one? And I hate that we're there, but the answer is yes. Think about that Chiefs game. There's so many opportunities in the first half. If they had lost that one, 28-21, I think it would have been a moral victory coming out of that. The defense played faster. It made some plays. Sure, Mahomes and the Chiefs tripped up on a couple of those, but they played faster. It was the improvement Dan Quinn was asking for. It wasn't a 7-point game, though. It was a blowout. It did not feel like a moral victory or any kind of victory at all. And then, of course, the Seahawks game was what it was. That's going to go down in lore as one of the all-time terrible Washington Commanders games. We ride the roller coaster around here. It's part of being an NFL fan. The highs are high, the lows are low. And when you keep sinking, when you're on a losing streak, it can feel like there's It can feel like you're in a tailspin. I think there's absolutely an opportunity for a moral victory this weekend. I think if they play good defense, I think if they hang tight, I think if they put the pressure on the offense to deliver, I don't know if they will or not, I think you could construe that as a moral victory because you're in Madrid next week, and that's not a moral victory game. You have to beat the Dolphins, right, because the Dolphins aren't good. Now, you know my stance on this. You go to Madrid, it's like playing Thursday night. Weird things happen. I think I got a 50% chance of winning that game. I'll just level with you. That's what I think. Whatever points are being given, I don't want any part of that. Give me the points because I think it's a 50-50 football game. Still, going into the bye week, you got to win it. It's also evaluation time for everybody. Dan Quinn has resisted firing anybody, making any major changes. And he's a loyal dude, and I get that. And I think he should be allowed to run his team the way he wants to run it. And also, he knows, in the NFL, the time to make changes is in the bye week. And you got 2 weeks until the bye, two opportunities to turn this thing around a little bit, play with more speed defensively, flash a little youth defensively. I will not participate in a hindsight game of critiquing how this Commanders roster was assembled. I refuse to do it because Jaden Daniels was 15 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year. They were driving, making that a game in Philly when Austin Ekeler fumbled. And I know the wheels came off, but they were close. And they were great against the Lions, which they now have to do their penance for on Sunday. They were great against the Buccaneers. Jaden was Superman. Jaden just leading them to victories all over the place. It was fun to watch. And also, there's so much momentum. There's so much cap space, so much energy. Also, you've got the new stadium factor. You're trying to win the fan base back. If I were Adam Peters, I think I would have done everything he did this offseason. He traded for Laremy Tunsil. Yeah, bolster the offensive line, protect Jaden. He used his first-round pick on a right tackle who could be a left tackle in the future. Yeah, I agree with that. He traded for Deebo Samuel. Yes. Bring in Von Miller, veteran help. Young guys come to you in the draft, right? There are not young free agents. If you're young and you're a free agent, is because you're probably replacement level or you're not that good. Young guys aren't free agents because they're on their rookie contracts. You can't get young and get ready to make a run at an NFC title game at the same time. And Adam Peters picked the correct one. Try to continue to win. Build on that momentum. It didn't work. They're old. They're slow. And my gosh, we've gone 6 minutes into the show. I haven't said vibes yet. So let's say vibes. The vibes are off. The vibes are off this year. And football is a vibes-based sport. It is. It just is. And they're off this year. Right? And that's the intangible thing. Last year's team, every time they snapped the ball, believed something good was about to happen to them. And it did, more often than not. This year's team doesn't believe that. And Dan Quinn's been trying to force that. And some of the players are trying to force that. And is not working as smoothly as it did last year. And they don't know why. And they're frustrated by it too. But I know this as well. There ain't no quit in that team yet. Nobody's thrown in the towel. Nobody's tuned out the coach. They like their coach. I was telling Awad yesterday. I remember when Jay Gruden left, there was that feeling like, shoot, we didn't deliver for him, and we like playing for him. That's too bad. Jason Hatcher, he said, hey, y'all better play, because you're not going to like what it looks like. They fire this guy. Well, Ron Rivera came in, and we don't love what it looked like when they fired this guy. The players did not love the rest of that season, which under Bill Callahan, which they get, because they didn't play well enough to justify continuing to keep Jay Gruden. That's the tricky part. They won it, but it just hasn't been working for them, and I got to get it going against the Lions this weekend. Pre-game starts 1:25 on Sunday right here, 9:10, The Fan. Two other things I want to talk about today. My favorite game of the weekend, my pick for biggest game of the weekend, UVA Wake Forest tomorrow night under the lights in Scott Stadium. I think it's a statement game for the team that they're a legitimate ACC title contender. I think it's a statement game for the conference. Our best teams, the one we're going to showcase to you on December 6th, are legitimate and can play well. I think it's a statement opportunity for Chandler Morris, the quarterback. He's been playing through some stuff. He's been playing hurt recently, but he's still fighting through it. He's still playing really hard, and goodness, he's a lot of fun to watch out there. Statement game for the UVA fan base, which has a history of no-showing in these moments. It's they showed up for Florida State. This isn't Florida State. This is Wake Forest, not a brand-name team that gets you excited. This is ACC Network stuff right here, right? Are you going to get excited for that? Are you going to show up for that? It's going to be a little cold. You have to wear a jacket. You coming out? You wearing a jacket? You screaming for your team? Or are you moving on with your life in Charlottesville? It's a beautiful place to be. It's a fall Saturday. The leaves are turning. Get out there on Skyline Drive. Are they going to get the fan support this team needs and deserves for what it's done? Because this is not like with Jayden last year. I believed, and I still believe, this will be a recurring thing. Jayden Daniels will be a really good quarterback in the NFL for a long time to come. This is a flash in the pan, to be clear. This is a really easy schedule in a year where the ACC went topsy-turvy. Miami lost twice because Miami slips on the banana peel. That's actually an every year thing. This is a golden opportunity. And you figured out, you hacked the transfer portal. You got a great quarterback. Everybody else is going to be rushing to spend the money on that in future years. The Chandler Morrises of the world got more options. This is a flash in the pan. Get out there. Enjoy it. Support the team. There's no like, they'll make the ACC title game. I'll buy season tickets next year. You're not going to like going to the games next year. It will look different. This is the year for UVA. You better get out there for the Tech game and scream your head off. Because if Tech beats you this year, you are never going to hear the end of it as a UVA fan. Monster game. And this one's a big game too. Two more opportunities. Get to Scott Stadium. Have some fun. Watch some football. It's going to be worth it. I promise you. That. Item number three, VCU basketball. We're 10 minutes into the show on a VCU basketball game night. We haven't mentioned VCU basketball. VCU basketball tonight, Friday Night Lights for VCU basketball. They're playing Utah State. What is it? It's the Texas Showcase. Duh. The Texas Showcase is a college basketball event at the Comerica Center in Frisco, Texas. All right, then, it's the Frisco treat. Let's do this thing. 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. That's our time. 8 o'clock tonight, 7:15. AWOD's going to get you started with the pregame show. Is it on TV? Yes, kind of. It is on something called the Urban Edge Network. AWOD was explaining this to me. I don't have the time for TV things this week. I'm annoyed by TV things this week. I don't have ESPN. I want to watch my Jayhawks play against North Carolina tonight. That's a big game. I'd like to watch that big game. All I want to do is pay money to somebody and then watch all the sports games that I want to watch. And I'm not overly demanding. I will pay $100 a month. I think that's fair. And in exchange, I need all my sports entertainment. And I'm not unreasonable. It's not, VCU's playing field hockey. I need to be able to watch that. Wait a second, you guys don't have Duquesne against, Loyola on a Tuesday night? No, I'm not unreasonable. I want to see big games. I don't need to see all the SEC football games, but I need three SEC football games each week. I need the big ones. I don't want to watch, it's not like $100 a month. I need Sunday ticket. Give me the big, I want to watch Packers Eagles. Give me the big games and events that I want to see. I want to watch Jeopardy at night, right? Why are we trying to take Jeopardy away from me? Come on now. It's Jeopardy. America watches Jeopardy. All right, we're way off the path now. We'll get back on the path. Here's today's show. Robbie Robinson is the voice of VCU basketball. Chat with him on the other side of this break at 11:30. John Gruden sat down with Chandler Morris. Great interview. We'll play clips from that. 11:45. Caller of the week for the Washington Commanders. You're going to enjoy this. NFL picks coming up at 10:30, and the rest of it's the Friday Fun Show. We'll relive some of our favorite moments from the week. Robbie Robinson on the other side will get you ready on a VCU game night. We're giving away tickets all season long, by the way. AWOD's got a ticket giveaway next week. We've done ticket giveaways. We are the station that gets you closer to the Rams in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan now at 105.1. Can we do a segment of UVA football? Of course we can. It's my show. It's MP on the mic. 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Don't touch that dial. Don't do it. They're interesting. I know. I did. Before the season, we did our predictions. And y'all know what I said. I said it's going to be really hard for the Hokies. And I think they're going to fire Brent Pry at the end of the year. Well, right outcome, wrong timetable. That got accelerated when they lost to Old Dominion. You couldn't bounce back from that, not the way they lost. It didn't change that this was always going to be a tough year for the Hokies. James Madison, Bob Chesney had some pieces. I said they can make some noise in the Sun Belt. They're making some noise in the Sun Belt. UVA football. I say UVA football has a really easy schedule. I think they can win 8 games this year. And I undershot on that one. As well, UVA Wake Forest, tomorrow night, under the lights, at Scott Stadium. I am fired up for this one. You should be fired up with this for this one. UVA has already won 8 games. It's all gravy from here, but also, they are the only undefeated team in the ACC. And if they can clear this hurdle, they can drop one the rest of the way and maybe still make the ACC title game with some help. But this is a big one. Wake Forest is a good team. They're 5-3 right now. This is a good football team. These guys played to a really tight game the UVA won last year down at Wake. Should be a fun one here as well because Wake's been playing everybody tough this year. The ACC huddle, that's College Game Day for people who loathe themselves and only watch the ACC network. It'll be live at UVA from 10 a.m. to noon. They are giving away free breakfast to everybody to try to get them down to the ACC huddle. And look, it's bad enough that Big Noon Kickoff is going to play. Oh, College Game Day's here. No, it's Big Noon Kickoff. Oh, SEC Nation's coming. No, ACC Huddle's coming, baby. Let's go. ACC Huddle in Charlottesville. This got moved to primetime. This is the most night games UVA has ever played in a season. 5 night home games. They've never played 5 night home games in a season before, and it speaks to how successful the season has been overall for them. Unexpectedly successful, which is great. And now you got this opportunity, right? It's a little bit like the Commanders last year. Didn't think we'd be here. Well, let's make some noise while we're here. May not be here for a while. UVA may not be here again for a while, but it's a big opportunity for them to take advantage of against Wake Forest this weekend. Now, Chandler Morris is their quarterback. He's great. And I think he is an example of what I think more college teams should do in the year 2025. Think about how much money is going into coach buyouts, coach contracts, assistant coaches. And I'm not saying those are inherently bad things. It's pretty clear the coach is important. I mean, you go down to Blacksburg, right? They're winning close games now. They didn't under Brent Pry. Coaching is important. But there's a lot of vacancies every year, and there aren't a lot of great college football coaches getting produced every year. And so if you're not a top-tier job, and there's no way to do this thing without being a little disrespectful to UVA. I don't want to be a lot disrespectful to UVA, but a little bit disrespectful to UVA. If you're not a top-tier job, and UVA's not a top-tier job, look, Tony Elliott was on the ropes at the end of last year. He said, well, should we fire him? Should we keep him? Should we make him change his coordinators? What should we do? If it's going to cost you $15, $20 million to fire your coach, spend it on a roster instead. That's what UVA did. I think they got their money's worth. Chandler Morris is great. Now, you're getting 1 year of Chandler Morris instead of firing a coach. You're making the coach look good all of a sudden. And I think more teams are going to realize this and their eyes are going to open to this. I think the UVA method was great. Look, if you're Penn State, if you're LSU, you got to spend on a coach. You got to do what you got to do. If you're UVA, I mean, what would they be in the pecking order this year for coaches? 7? 8? It's not as good a job as Oklahoma State. It's maybe not as good a job as Stanford. If we're just calling this what it is, put that money into players. They did. Chandler Morris has been so good for them this year at quarterback. He's also really injured. And it's really obvious every week. He's gotten through it. He chatted with John Gruden, who does his Barstool show now, about changing the mentality. Let's play a clip from that right now. Here's Chandler Morris, UVA quarterback, chatting with John Gruden.
I have sources that say you went there and you said, I'm here to win a championship.
I actually stood up my first team meeting at Virginia. We all had to introduce ourselves. And that was the thing I said. I said, champion, don't make a championship seem foreign. Like that, this is capable. We are capable of it. I've been on a roster that went 5-7 and was ending up, and we were at the national championship, won the Fiesta Bowl, and went to the Big 12 championship. I mean, it's in this new era of college football, I mean, it can be done. So, I mean, just really believing in it and understanding. Don't be surprised if it happens, and don't be surprised by these expectations. Really, is what it's about in our locker room.
And I just want to kind of hear about how this is possible at UVA. This football team hasn't been to a bowl game in recent years, and you guys are on the cusp of a ACC championship. What's the secret sauce out there?
I've been on some really good teams, and I could kind of just see that hunger at this team. I mean, they were 5-7 last year. I've been on a squad that was 5-7 the year before, and we turned it around the next year and went to the national championship. So, I mean, it's about buy-in, and I just think that we've had a great spring and a great winter and summer, and just everyone bought in, and the coaches have gone out and gotten the pieces that we needed. They've done a great job in the portal. I mean, I think we had 60-something new guys from the portal or something like that, so they did a great job going out, getting the pieces that we need. And now it's just going out there and executing. And we've done well. We've done really well in situational football, which is what it comes down to, especially in the month of November, and just winning games, period. So we've done a great job thus far and just got to keep rolling.
That's Chandler Morris. He's the UVA quarterback. Wahoos play on 1140 WRVA, our sister station. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against Wake Forest. I love the credit to our administration going out, getting the pieces, the coaches going out and getting the pieces. That's college football now. They could have used that money to fire the coach. And if they had done that, the Saber would have been happy with it. The fans would have been happy with it. JerryRadcliffe.com. It's time. You got to get rid of the coach. It wasn't right. I'm not here to defend the coach. I'm here to tell you, in the modern world of college football, instead of spending $20 million to fire the coach, spend the money on a football team. And they got a darn good one there in Charlottesville, too. They got some pieces. Now, it all rides on Morris staying healthy. UVA, 7-game win streak, tied for the longest in school history. They've done that 5 times before. Never won 8 football games in a row. Monster game, Wake Forest, tomorrow night. Anyway, and I were talking about this yesterday in studio. I mentioned this on air for a bit. It gives me no pleasure to dunk on the UVA fans. I covered UVA for a long time. I love Charlottesville, the city. I love Tony Elliott, with the passion he brings. As you could tell, I love Chandler Morris. Fans have got to show up, though. I'm really worried this is going to be an embarrassing turnout. I mentioned it's the most night games they've ever played in a season. The Charlottesville crowd wants a noon kickoff. They want to roll in at halftime after their tailgate in the parking lot, and then they want to leave early to move on with their life. They've risen to the occasion. They rose to the occasion for the Florida State game this year. Big opponent, national TV, you build the program win. And the fans showed up, and they were great. Are they going to do that for a game that's admittedly less sexy? It's Wake Forest. It's not Florida State. Yeah, that game was the anniversary year of one of the great games of all time. Are you going to do that on a pleasant fall Saturday? Is everybody still going to make it out? Is everybody still going to scream their heads off? I don't know. I hope so. I don't think so, but I hope so, because this team deserves it. And I think that would be a big boost for UVA in a big game. It's going to be tough down to the finish, because Wake is going to come ready to play. Should be a ton of fun out there in Charlottesville. I'm looking forward to it. And if they get this, you got 2 games. There's a chance you just need to win one of them to make the ACC championship game. And by the way, Miami, the team that I think is genuinely the best team in the conference, seems to have bowed out of this thing. I think they're too far removed now after their loss to SMU. Now, what would that mean? Man, UVA, chance to make the college football playoff. What an incredible turn of events that would be. Virginia Tech off this week. We'll catch them again next week when they're at Florida State. Hey, UVA beat them. Maybe Tech will beat them. No. Tech's got Florida State, Miami, and UVA coming in. A brutal stretch for them. And then that game against UVA. And if there's something on the line for UVA, there's even more on the line for Tech. Keep that streak alive. Send everybody feeling good into the offseason. Secure your place, Philip Montgomery, as one of the great interim coaches in Virginia Tech history. A chance to do all that. All right, let's put a bow on this thing. I want to play one of the most unhinged calls of the week. I'm running out of segments. I got to do it. I got one segment left. We're going to do it. We'll play most unhinged Commanders caller of the week. Man, ooh, that's cool. We should turn that into a segment idea. It will be a segment. On the other side, also reminder, VCU game night. Tonight, VCU, Utah State on the Fan. You're listening. VCU. Tonight, to the Fan.
Utah State Friday night basketball lights in Frisco, Texas. Why in Frisco, Texas? I don't know. Don't ask too many questions. But they're playing, Utah is playing Virginia in Frisco, Texas.
Sure.
It will make your head hurt if you think about that for too long. What you need to know is, it's a really important game. And it's early in the season, so who knows what's going to happen. What I know will happen for sure is that Robbie's going to be on the call, and it'll be right here on the Fan, so you can enjoy it there. I also know you can't count on much these days, but one thing you can count on is NFL picks.
Good transition.
All right, sneak in a few college out of the game, because it's what we do, and there's some good games this week. JMU Duke's playing at noon. 13.5-point favorites against Marshall. I hate doing this, but it's time for the Dukes to have a stumble. I hope a stumble means they only win by 3 or only win by 7. They have not been able to sustain dominance this year. I hope they win. I want them in the playoffs bad. But if you're offering me 13.5 points, I am taking 13.5 points. Big noon, Indiana, Penn State. How did this happen? Indiana 14.5-point favorites over Penn State. What an insane world we live in. And I'm laying the points, too. What an insane world we live in. Give me Indiana. They're the favorites here. BYU, Texas Tech. Texas Tech, 10.5-point favorites at home. Is that a Vegas know-something line? It sure feels like it, because BYU's playing decent football this year. Raiders, they got that oil money, man. Lubbock, West Texas, as Jerry Jones country out there. Nothing to do here except dig oil out of the ground, use the money to buy a nice football team. They've got one. Smelly line, which means we ride the opposite direction that you think we should. Give me the Red Raiders. Throw the tortilla, lay the 10.5 out there in Lubbock. That should be a lot of fun. As you know, Virginia is playing consequential football games these days, something the Hokies cannot say. And I love that they're hosting Wake Forest. Big game. I worry this is historically when the Scott Stadium crowd is less than great. When they play at noon, people show. When they play against big teams, your North Carolinas of the world, your Virginia Techs of the world, people show. I'm a little worried about what the crowd is going to look like Saturday. UVA Wake Forest. Wake's not going to travel. It's a night game, 7 o'clock. It's a night game because this is a really good football game. That's going to spook some of the people of Charlottesville, who I guess have bedtimes that they can't miss. I don't know. I'm taking Wake Forest in the points because all UVA does is win by 3. Cardiac Cavs do it again. But I'm taking the points, and I'm worried about the Scott Stadium crowd. I hope they show. Maybe they can import some fans from out of state or something. I don't know. There's enough fired government people. Put some of them in UVA clothes. Pay the air traffic controllers to come root for the Hoos. Do something to show me that this team has any amount of juice in that community whatsoever, because they're playing good football right now. LSU Alabama, your SEC game under the lights. LSU getting 10. No way. I'm grabbing Bama. They are here to stay. I think Bama's playing deep into the season this year. A little speed bump at the beginning of the year. They have shrugged that off just fine. Let's move to the professional ranks, where the Bills are 9.5-point favorites over the Dolphins coming off that Kansas City game. No room for a letdown there because they're chasing the Patriots right now. What are the odds that was going to happen? Start of the year, I said, The Bills, this is their Super Bowl year, and one of the reasons is they're not going to have to sweat the division. Maybe they'll be sweating the bye, but if they don't get the bye, they'll be able to rest up and be good for the playoffs. Boy, was I wrong. Drake May, Mike Vrabel, New England Patriots, every time they win, it keeps the heat on Josh Allen and company. They got to be locked in. They got to be dialed in. They will be locked in. They'll take care of business against the Dolphins. Lamar's back. Ravens are 4-point favorites in Minnesota against the Vikings. Why do the Vikings not get any respect? It's an age-old question. Sometimes they deserve not getting respect. This year's team, Kevin O'Connell has earned his respect as a good NFL coach. The Ravens have not earned their respect yet this year. Lamar came back. They looked good. I am taking the Vikings here, and I think that this is a respect week for Kevin O'Connell. I think he will rise to the situation. My favorite 1 o'clock game, Patriots at the Buccaneers. Let's see what Drake May's got. The kid's all right. Baker Mayfield, we know he's good. Losing some weapons. This would be a fun one in Tampa. Give me the Buccaneers, 3-point favorites in this one. I like the Giants and the points in Chicago. Speaking of no respect, it's hard for me to fully buy in on a dysfunctional organization. Blind squirrel finds the nut every once in a while. I like Ben Johnson a lot, but man, you can't overcome dysfunction in the long run, and it sure feels like that's what Chicago is. You know how I feel about the big one. It's not America's Game of the Week. It got revoked from being America's Game of the Week. It's the Lions and the Commanders. You'll still hear it right here on 910 The Fan. Lions are 8-point favorites. They started the week as 10-point favorites. I don't get it at all. If you want to go throw money on the Commanders, please do. And you could take my money if you want, because it's on the Lions laying the 8. I think the Lions are going to be out for revenge after what happened in last year's playoffs. There's a lot of pressure on the Commanders to be better. This is a tough week to have to be better, though. You're going to Madrid. You got a chance to do it next week against the Dolphins. I just think a team that's going to be gunning for revenge, it's going to be really hard for them to get theirs in this game. Rams Niners. Your emergency replacement, America's Game of the Week. Break the glass, pull out a Rams 49ers. I'll always watch these two teams play. Kyle Shanahan, and this has been a fun, historic matchup. Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And this is a fun fact for you. A long time ago, they actually were both assistants on the Washington staff. Yeah, maybe they'll mention that on TV once or twice ever. Things have evened out. Kyle Shanahan has the edge all time in this series, but McVay has evened it out in recent years. McVay is the 4.5-point favorite going to San Francisco. Niners crowd all lathered up after a great win against the Giants last weekend. You know, this is show policy at this point. The Niners have no business winning this football game. You know that, I know that, they know that. The Niners have no business winning a lot of the football games they're winning. They are as banged up as the Commanders. But instead of whining about injuries on their sports talk radio, they talk about how they just keep winning football games. Coaching can do that. He's a good coach, folks. Not in the Super Bowl, which is always the thing that's going to get mentioned until he wins one. But he's a really good week-to-week football coach. And I get points. We don't go against the San Francisco 49ers around here. Phenomenal slate of games this weekend. Commanders got bounced from being America's Game of the Week. But in return, we're getting some bangers. You get McVay against Shanahan. That's always a treat. I'll be excited to watch that. Niners are down so many guys. They're going to find a way. Sunday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers going to L.A. to take on Justin Herbert and the Chargers. You got some star power in that one. Chargers 3-point favorites. You know, I know. That stadium is going to be 70,000 rowdy Steelers fans. You know and I know that the Steelers have not been able to get over that big game hump. Even with Rodgers, that Sunday night a couple weeks ago did not go the way they were hoping it would go. Aaron Rodgers still has only beaten 31 teams, couldn't check that Packers box. I am curious to see if they can do that. That will be the big question I'm watching for in this one. Can they finally get over the big game hump? Until they do, I'm playing it safe and taking the Chargers. And then Monday night, be a great football game if you're able to watch it. The Eagles and the Packers from Lambeau could be playing for the bye. Certainly a game with very significant playoff implications. Packers 2.5-point favorites, but I like the Eagles in this one. I think they're the best team in the entire National Football League when they're not beating themselves. That's football picks. Going to be a great weekend. Just camp out in front of a TV Enjoy some football. I love that UVA. Or get out to Charlottesville. They need fans. I will be so sad if I turn that on Saturday night and it's a half-full Scott Stadium. I'm mentally braced for that. It's such a big game, and it's such a big moment for UVA. Get out there. Support them. Support your local football team, if that's your local football team. If you're a Virginia Tech fan, turn it on and laugh, man. Nothing more to say about it at this point. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this on your home for VCU Basketball in Richmond, 910 The Fan, that 105.
All right, let's bring this thing in for a landing. Friday morning, Friday fun show. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Friday morning as we take you up to AWOD Radio at noon. I want to play this, Clay. I'm out of segments. This is my last segment for the whole week. I haven't played this all week. I desperately want to play this, though. It's a long clip, but it'll be worth the setup. And it's a long clip because of the setup, but that's all right. Chris Long. I like Chris Long. You like Chris Long. If you know Chris Long, you like Chris Long. UVA legend, good dude, Charlottesvillian, whatever you say, has done so much for charity, great NFL career as well, obviously. Does a podcast now called Green Light with Chris Long. That's very good. Enough praises of Chris Long, though. They have NFL fans leave voicemails with their take. Here is a Washington Commanders fan weighing in on this year's Washington Commanders.
Oh, phone lines.
Locals are calling.
Let's do it.
Hey, Chris, I don't have a Twitter handle, but I'm calling to you this morning from Minnesota. I am a huge Washington fan. If you're playing the Commanders, would you think about employing a strategy where you intentionally cheat on first down? So, in other words, if I were scouting them, I'd say, hey, everybody hold on first down. If it doesn't get called, it's great. We got a good chance to get a chunk play here. You know, maybe block a guy in the back, grab a face mask, you know, pull him to the ground to create a hole for a running back. What I would say is I'd say, guys, just we are going to cheat every first down. Because if it gets to second and 25, it's an automatic 50-yard play every time. Second and long is the greatest opportunity to move off against this defense that I've ever seen in the history of the NFL. Second and 25, write it down. 30 yards, 40 yards, every time. Why? Let me know what you think about that.
Yo, let me know what you think about
hire that guy. Yeah. Who is that guy? Hire that guy,
no
dude.
No Twitter handle, yo.
That was incredible. Damn. And also, it kind of checks out.
That's incredible. Chris Long's podcast, where they fielded that call this week. Yeah, that's about how I feel. It doesn't matter. And we saw that last year for the slightest amount of time. We lived that life because Jayden Daniels did that. Second and 15, Jayden Daniels will bail you out. Third and 15, Jayden Daniels will bail you out. Don't worry about it. He had need to get it all on third and 15 because he'll convert on fourth down, too. You throw whatever you need to throw against him. He'll get the job done. And boy, if it isn't the exact opposite this year, it's brutal because those are demoralizing. They're not just big plays. They're demoralizing plays. And that's part of why Jayden had so much success last year. And that's part of why it's so painful to watch this defense get gashed this year. We'll see what Detroit decides to do. They got weapons, man. Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's one of the league's most talented receivers. Who are you going to put against him? And who are you going to put on Jameson Williams? Do you have the speed to hang with him? Who are you going to put on Sam Laporta? These guys have struggled against tight ends. We're still looking to see who can step up in that linebacking core. I'll be fascinated to watch the snap count distribution on Sunday. I think that'll be very telling in terms of where this defense is going to go from here. As you know, defensive coordinator Joe Witt moving down to field level on Sunday. He will no longer be up in the press box plotting strategy or in the coach's box plotting strategy. He was never in the press box with me. I would have given him a piece of my mind. Not before Howard Gutman did, though. Howard would have got to him first. Or Chris Russell would have. Or somebody would have. But he's going to be on the field, hands-on. And I think it's a reaction to a lot of young guys being in there this week. It's sink or swim time for Trey Amos. who's going to be matched against a star NFL wide receiver, whoever it is, whoever they put him against. Lions are that deep. It's sink or swim time for Mike Sanders still, who had such a great rookie year, has taken a step back this year. Time for him to reclaim that speed, that explosiveness. I think he's been the guy most likely to produce takeaways all season long here. Can he do it again? Is a big question for you, right? Can he get back to producing the game-changing plays to set the offense up in a favorable field? And I think he can. I'm betting on this guy long-term. You know, we're all so excited about Adam Peters when he came in. Great general manager, had tons of success in San Francisco. You see what a great organization that is, top to bottom. You pick players well, you develop them well. He's building that system here. And I'm willing to give him time. And also, he's got two draft classes out there. That's a lot of guys to be mentoring, for these coaches to be developing, to be turning an impact player. Sanders still's one of those guys. What I loved about him last year, it felt like you could put him at any position and he would succeed. His versatility was incredible. What I want to like about him for the rest of this year is they identify his best position, put him there, let him grow into a great NFL player at that position. Is it inside? Is it outside? I think most of you think it's inside. I don't know that I fully agree with that, but I also know I'm kind of out on a limb. That's not really the hill I'm going to die on. Find his position. Find his role. Find his impact. Coach him up. It's simple, but it's not simple either. It's complicated also. Because there's a lot of moving pieces, and there is, you know, they were so successful last year moving him around every time somebody got injured, every time they needed him somewhere new. Find a place, player development, time to do it right, time to build a quality organization around these guys. Ben Sinnott, time to get some Ben Sinnott, some snaps. Time to get sink or swim time, Ben Sinnott. Get him out there. I want to see him against the Lions too. I want to see him making some plays, trying to catch some passes. See if he's a part of this team long-term. And then for the offensive line, a step forward. On paper, this is a good offensive line. On paper, this is a better offensive line than they had last year. It's going to play this weekend. Why the step back? Some of that was this offense was really struggling to throw the ball. And defenses were pinning their ears back. That's going to be hard for any offensive line. Part of this was Jaden, year two. Just wasn't as decisive, wasn't as quick for him there. The league came around him. If you missed Ben Standing's story, he chatted with Kurt Warner on his website, Last Man Standing. That's a good interview because Warner did the bit on Jaden that went around, and he was not critiquing Jaden, and he expounded on it with Ben. It was, hey, Jaden Daniels had it so easy last year. Cliff drew up a great offense for him. Nobody had seen it before. It felt easy every week. And that's going to feel hard every week because, you know, defenses are getting paid too. And they're making life hard for him. Doesn't mean he can't do it. Doesn't mean he won't do it. Means it's going to be hard, though. And it will be hard. And that's part of the fun. That's why we watch football every week, that big chess match, offenses against defenses. Dan Quinn will address reporters here. In about the next hour, Awad will bring that to you. We expect to get the full injury report at that time as we march towards this Lions game. Terry McLaurin will be out. That's kind of the only guy. Jaden Daniels not officially on IR at the moment, so he will be on the injury report as well. Of course, is not playing as part of Sunday's game. It'll be Marcus Mariota under center. 4:25, pregame starts 1:25, right here. We'll be up there. Next time we talk to you, we'll be taking you inside the locker room on Monday morning. Always one of our favorite features. Looking forward to doing that. VCU game night tonight. I can't tell you how big these are. They'll be fine if they lose, but it's time to get the A-10 some respect, and it starts with winning these basketball games. Utah State VCU in Frisco, Texas. Tonight, the Frisco Treat, college basketball. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Looking forward to that. High school football meanders on over to 96.1 FM, live from Huguenot on the final week of the regular season. Yeah, we're going to have some stuff to talk about on Monday. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the weekend. Joy Awad, he's up next. You're listening to Richmond's home for VCU basketball. This is 910 The Fan.
He's Robbie Robinson, voice of the Rams. Yeah. Where in the world is Robbie? He's in Frisco, Texas. Good morning. How's it going?
It is great. Howdy from Frisco. Yeehaw, we are here right outside. We're in the suburbs of Big D. So, yeah, looking forward to the game tonight. It's warmer here. We're like in the 70s in Frisco. So I hear it's a little chillier back in Richmond, but we're doing fine here.
Little fall crisp in the air says that it's basketball season. Feels like just yesterday we were at the Siegel Center opening the season, and now here we are with a bona fide big game right out of the gate.
It is. And you don't want to put too much on the second game of the season. I think that would be misguided and I think unhealthy, basically, Michael. But this isn't a make or break game, no. I don't think. But it is. It's a big one. And this Utah State team was picked to finish second in the Mountain West, which has always got a three or four teams that are going to the NCAA tournament. And so should and could the Rams get a victory here today? That'd be a pretty good notch on their belt. If they lose, that's okay. It doesn't mean we just pack it in and wait for the tournament, by no means. But I think it's a big opportunity for us to add to a resume that you're constantly building once that gun goes off at the beginning of the year.
I that's the absurdity of college basketball these days, too, is on Selection Sunday, we're going to be talking about this game, whichever way it went.
Right.
And also, there's a good chance the team, the lineup, the rotation doesn't look anything like it does tonight.
Yeah, right. We could be a totally different squad 4 months from now or 5 months from now. Exactly. And this will either be a good win for us or it'll be a missed opportunity, because you get the sense that Utah State's going to be pretty good. They have a good roster. And so to be able to get a victory for them. And I think also this would be a really good win just for the confidence of our guys. And I'm not saying our guys are lacking confidence, but you're trying to figure out who you are. We've got 9 new guys. What kind of team is this going to be? And I think last year we beat Colorado State pretty early in the season. And it was a game in Vegas. And we left Vegas feeling pretty good about ourselves. Now, we ended up getting thumped the next game against New Mexico. But we knew that we had a team that could take some of the best in the country on. And I think this will be a litmus test for us to do that.
I think there's a lot of similarities between those two events, too, where it's a neutral site. And what you were there, I wasn't there. But what I remember from the broadcast was, you know, there weren't like thousands of VCU fans, but it was very clearly the ones who were there making some noise, giving them a little bit of atmosphere. And I bet that happens again tonight.
I think it's going to be very similar. These are weird. So this is being put together by the Texas Legends, which is the G League team of the Mavericks, I guess, or the G League team that kind of feeds into the Mavericks. I'm not sure how they do it. And it's not exactly like minor league baseball,
yes.
But it's got minor league baseball tentacles, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I guess they're looking at this, and the game is in Frisco, which is a suburb of Dallas. It'd be like if they built another arena in Short Pump or somewhere, and they had a G League team. And so they're probably looking at their schedule like, we don't have anything going on Friday. Let's see if we can get a couple teams in here. And I guess Utah State and VCU, for whatever reason, didn't want to do home and homes. Not sure why, but they didn't want to do home and homes. Let's play this thing. And so it's going to be – I cannot imagine there's going to be a lot of people at this game, just because if you were in Frisco, unless you love college basketball, I don't know what the motivation is to watch two teams that are probably – 1,400 miles away from your home city here. So you're right. It's going to be empty. But the Rams are going to travel. Some people will have, I don't know, 50, 75, 100. Who knows? Maybe we have a big constituency of VCU people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But I bet we'll have some noise. But you know what? Utah State's got they've got a passionate crowd too. Like, they're very similar to VCU.
Yep.
They have great atmosphere on game day. They're used to going to the NCAA tournament. We're looking in the mirror a little bit in terms of programs when we look at Utah State. So I don't know how loud their 75 to 125 fans are going to be, but hopefully our 75 to 125 will be louder.
Reminds me of those old Bracket Busters games against Wichita State, where just right, you know, two black and gold programs with passionate mid-major fan bases. Robbie Robinson joining us, and I think you answered one of the questions I have, which is this part of the Ryan Odom home and home situation? Well, no. Did he have a home and home with Utah State? And is that what this is?
Good question. I had never thought about that. No, I think this is okay. Totally separate. I don't think this game was scheduled until Coach Martelli. I mean, they may have started talking about it with Coach Odom's staff, like, hey, we should do something. It was not a situation like we have at VCU where the contract is written that you have to do a home and home. Utah State did not have that clause in Ryan Odom's contract. So it had nothing to do with that. Could they have started talking about playing each other? I'm sure they did at some point with their head coach. And maybe Coach Martelli assumed that and were like, hey, let's get this figured out. And we ended up in Dallas.
All right, let's get straight to the important stuff with Robbie. Okay. You're good with nicknames, with the quips, with the taglines. Robbie, we got a 6'11" Serbian dude who can shoot the three. What are you gonna do with that?
I don't know. That's a good one. I've got to see exactly. Like Lazar Djokovic showed on Monday night can be the real deal, and you know And not only shoot the three, but did you see his ability to handle the basketball and pass? He was leading a fast break, and I think he found Brandon Jennings on like a slip pass between two guys and like a bounce pass that hit Brandon in stride for an easy layup. So he blocked a couple shots, and my wife coming home from the game, she was like, you should do Joe Says No. That's got some teeth to it. I thought we've used that one before. He is a great addition to this team. And I think as the season progresses, his importance, I think, will grow. And I don't want to say it's if he goes, we go, but you get the sense that if he could become a real bona fide stud, and he showed it on Monday, he scored 21 career high points. But if he can be that kind of guy in games like tonight, down in Atlantis, games at NC State, that would be a huge difference maker because we have not had a guy like that ever. I don't think. I can't remember the last time we had a 6'11 guy that could step out, shoot a three, and then also come in and block shots. I don't know who a comp is for him in the past 18 years that I've been doing games. Yep. Like maybe Justin Tillman his senior year when he figured out that three-point shot. But Justin wasn't as much of an inside present that year that he started to play a little bit more on the perimeter. So he's a unicorn for VCU basketball, and I'm sure our fans are going to love him.
Oh, that was my takeaway, too. And you've been here a touch longer than I have. But my takeaway is I haven't seen anything like this. That's unique. That's special. And what are the odds that we'd already have a famous athlete with the last name Djokovic who has a nickname? So we got one off the board there. But we got options. I'm glad you're in the workshop.
Aren't there a couple Djokovic's? I mean, there's the tennis player, right? And then the basketball player. Am I getting that right or am I wrong on that?
Is there another Djokovic basketball? So I am not an NBA guy at all. I'll just tip my hand on that. So it's
no,
very
maybe I'm not.
A1's shaking his head at me, I'm sure, right now somewhere.
He's saying no. Okay. I'm sure. Okay. You're talking to two guys that don't know NBA guys. All right, yeah. So we can lean in on the tennis guy.
We'll figure that out as it goes. No, you also brought up something that I think we all noticed on Monday as well. And obviously they're not going to score 100 tonight, but well, maybe they do. Hopefully. But the speed they played at. We've seen havoc. We've seen fast teams, aggressive teams, but they were passing the ball without even a dribble on some of these fast breaks. It was an impressive pace. All right, Robbie Robinson, you'll hear him on the call tonight, VCU, Utah State, down in Frisco. Before we slide out, Robbie, want to give me maybe one or two things to watch for, things you'd like to see out of VCU to get the win tonight?
All right, so, Michael, I think early on, I am really looking closely at our guard play, and it's just because we've got guys that are, with every game, gaining more experience, but are not coming into the season with a lot of experience. And Brandon Jennings played a decent amount last year, but he's still a sophomore. Terrence Hill didn't play quite as much. He's a sophomore. Nick Lewis, who I think is going to get more and more minutes, at least early on it looks that way, he's a true freshman. I mean, this is his second collegiate basketball game. And Ahmad Noel is a sophomore, but didn't play a whole lot last year for UConn. When you look at Utah State, they go graduate, student, senior, junior, as their top three guards, and a guy named Drake Allen, MJ Collins, and Mason Falslive. Collins is a transfer from Vanderbilt, and Drake Allen's from Utah Valley. They have experienced guards, and as we saw last year, when you look at Shulga and Bamisil, as well as Zeb Jackson and Phil Russell, those guys combined to almost play 600 college basketball games in their career, and we rode that. We rode that all year long, including at the end of the year when we weren't freaking out at the George Mason game when they were making a run at us. How can our guys respond to adversity that they'll definitely face tonight is the big question I have. And I think they have to grow up. Like, these guys have to become really experienced guards pretty quickly, I think, for VCU to have that kind of season that we want, because you have to have good guard play in college basketball. It's just something that there's no doubt about it. You have to have that kind of play from that position, and those guys are going to have to step up and be those guys, and they're going to have to do it without a whole lot of experience in the background.
All right. It's going to be a ton of fun to watch. Remind everybody, 8 o'clock tonight on the Fan.
8 o'clock is tip off on the Fan. We'll be on the air with the pregame show with Adam Epstein at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, right there on our own Sports Radio 910 The Fan and Big 98.5. If you have to watch it, if you're one of those people that just have to see it visually, it's on something called the Urban Edge Network, MP, and that is an app you download. And when you do so, it looks a lot like ESPN3. It's free. So I think it's a free broadcast tonight, and it's on what they call the Urban Edge Network. I don't think that's going to be very difficult to do, but we also want you to listen to the game on the radio, because theater of the mind is the best way to consume basketball.
Buddy, I got YouTube TV. Everything I do these days is theater of the
mind. Oh, yeah. That makes two of us, man. Like, I'm ready for them to solve their differences. No kidding. Holy cow. Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about that tonight.
No worries tonight. We're good. Rob, you have a great call. We'll catch you next week for more hoops.
Thanks, Michael. It's great being on with you.
We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.